They're home 38-28 against their rival school, the Phillips Loggers. What a half. Both teams playing with everything they got, trying to get this win. All right. This has been an awesome game so far. A lot of energy. Both teams are playing. These games feel like playoff games early in the season is what they do. All right. Well, we got a halftime show coming up here pretty soon, but before that happens, we're going to kick to commercial break here in 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll have the halftime show.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome to tonight's halftime show here in Park Falls as the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles are hosting the Phillips Loggers here on 98Q Country. What an incredible game so far. The game is 38-28. Good lead for the Eagles as they're leading. But not this game is not out of reach by any means. The Loggers have gone to a double-digit deficit already in the first half, only to cut it back to three. So they more than have the ability to chip away, get back into this game, and take their first lead of the game. The Eagles have literally led since the opening minutes of the game. Oh, excuse me, no. The Loggers did lead because they made a two-pointer, then a three-pointer. The Loggers did. They were up 3-2. And then the Eagles made a three, and then they've had the lead ever since. So outside of the literal Loggers' first possession, the Eagles have led. Well, we've had a tale of two stories right now for both teams, right? For the Phillips Loggers, they've basically they've been moving the ball around quite a bit as they have had four players really contribute to their score. We got some free throw makes made by the freshman Josh Edwards. Number 23 has come in, made 4 points. You know, Brendan Ravak's got a three-pointer. Lane Abraham's got 2 3-pointers. Hekkinen's got a 3 and a 2, their point guard. And Kleinschmidt's got, 2 2-pointers and a pair of free throws. So they've been able to move the ball around, and kind of everyone is able to score and get some points on the board. And if you look over to the other side of the court, you have the Screaming Eagles, and although they've had 5 players score points as well, Antonio Petzl, Mason Bohoki, and Jarrett Heckendorf have only contributed 2 points each to their total score of 38. I say only. It's not. They've been playing, honestly, they've been playing great defense, and they've been doing clean passing. But here it is. Cooper Michalski has got 5 makes for 10 points, and Marcus Purdy was able to throw up 22 points in the first half by him alone. He made the first 5 shots before he got fouled on a three-pointer, got fouled on another three later. And then he proceeded to make 9 free throws in a row. And so it's like, man, Marcus Purdy is just on fire right now. And, you know, when basketball, what you love about basketball is that at any point, a single player can take over a game. Just absolutely take over. Because you got to figure, one player is 20% of your team on a court, right, if you look at percentages. And if a player gets hot, that 20% of, like, the scoring and share of the ball can balloon rapidly, especially if your team has got confidence in you, if you've got confidence. And so even though he represents only 20%, he is representing, like, 65, 70% of his team's scoring. Because, like, you got to figure, right? 16 points is from the other team, and he's got 22, right? So that's been huge, absolutely huge. And so it's like looking at the game plan, like what's the adjust? Like for the Shawman against Screaming Eagles, you know, I think there is and there isn't adjustments you can make, and I'll get to that in a second. But for the Phillips Loggers, they've actually played a really good man defense, with the exception of Marcus Purdy, who got hot early. And what their adjustment was tighter man defense, and they moved Benton Lowry onto him, who's been playing great, senior, very fast, very quick. He's actually got a pair of steals. The problem is I think he fouled 3 times in that first half, and because of that, 2 of the 3-point shots he took were, in fact, fouled. So he had 6 free throws opportunities off of those, and he made all 6. So, in essence, it's like, I think you made the right decision to play a tighter defense. You can't give him the space, but you played it too tight. Like one of those things where it's like, I think we made the right decision, we're just not executing on it. So I think for the Loggers, I mean, there's only been one guy. I mean, Cooper Michalski has got 10 points. And the thing about Michalski, though, he's always going to get points. He's the one player who's great at rebounding. He's great at finishing. So it's just like, I feel like you just kind of have to restrain the best you can and really shut down Marcus Purdy and force the rest of this roster to beat you. For the Phillips Loggers, they've been driving to the hoop a lot, and they've been getting stuffed. So I'm not sure on what their game plan, like as far as adjustments are going to make, because they've been feeding the ball to a lot of their players, and a lot of their players have been making shots. So maybe it's just a case of, like, shoot better. It's like a weird thing where it's like, well, duh, every time you go into halftime, you want to shoot better. But it's like, I don't think their game plan's flawed. I don't think there's something that they missed or got wrong. And so they've been moving the ball around good. They've been getting opportunities. Their bench players that have been coming off the bench have made impact. So it's just like when they get that shot opportunity, they got to capitalize and make it. They really, really do. All right. Well, we got 2 minutes before it kicks off into the second half here tonight. So before we do that, we're going to head to another commercial break. This is 98Q Country. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service, they have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. I'm Steve Agellin bringing you tonight's game. Varsity boys basketball, the Swamming and Screaming Eagles are hosting the Phillips Loggers, and the second half just started. So if you're just joining us, great game so far. Eagles lead 38-28. As they start off the second half with the ball. Ball is there, coming out fast right now. Drive to the hoop, gets it to Michalski. 1-2 move, and to the layup. And that is now two more points for Cooper Michalski, 40-28. One thing I forgot to say during the halftime show is that I noticed that the Loggers players were looking a little gassed. And I had said that that might be a potential issue as they have a smaller bench to really rely on for that. Three-point opportunity missed, and now the Eagles got the ball back, moving the ball down the court quickly, and they get stuffed on their drive attempt, and now they're moving the ball around at the top of the key. Michalski's got the ball, resets, and they're moving. Purdy has now got a different assignment on him as Lane Abraham is guarding him. Lowry guarding, but can't stop Mason Bohoki, who now made 2 points on that drive, 42-28. Häkkinen's got the ball, passes to Lowry, gets it over to Abraham, and then now they're just moving it back to the corner. Kleinsmith's got the ball, fakes inside, goes outside, goes for the layup, draws a foul. He's going to have two free throws. All right. Good job by Kleinsmith drawing the foul there. He's already made two free throws tonight. Let's see if he can make another pair. Free throw is up, and it is, back of the rim. Didn't drop. All right. Revek is coming out, and number 12, Josh Edwards, is in for the Loggers. All right, second free throw is up and in. Swish. Kleinschmidt, nice shooting to finish off that. They have now 29 points to the Eagles, 42. Michalski with the ball at the top of the key. Gets it to Marcus Purdy, who's got Häkkinen on him. Moving the ball to Petzl, then inside to Heckendorf. Nice little drive to the hoop and good touch on the layup. Two more points. 44-29. Lowry's got the ball at the top of the key. Gets by. 1-2 step Euro and layup. Done and drop. That looks so good, but it wouldn't go in. And now the Eagles got the ball. Purdy looking. Gets it to Heckendorf, who tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Michalski for three. It's going to be short. That looks short right off the hands. Edwards gets the rebound, but he slides when he gets the ball, and his foot barely, it looked like he went out of bounds, and the ref's like, yup, easy. So it is now Eagles ball on Eagles' side of the court. Gives the ball inside. Michalski's got it. Gets it off to Purdy now. Who just decides to dribble it up to the top of the key. Reset. Number five. Going to the hoop. Spin move. Go for the layup. It's a miss. Good job of Heckenden on the rebound as Pahokee misses that layup. Nice shot. Oh, pass outside to the Josh Edwards. And then pass the top of the key to Lowry. Open three. Heckenden drains it. 3 points there. Now 32 for the Loggers. 44-32. Eagles in the lead with 15 minutes and 20 seconds in the second half. All right. Eckendorf's got the ball. Passing it around. Purdy. Then back inside of Michalski. Tries to spin move, turn and shoot. Miss. Great defense. Good rebound by Lowry for the Loggers. Passes it up. 1-2. Layup, and it goes in. Great job by Lane Abraham to capitalize on the fast break score. And great pass by Vinton Lowry. Timeout, Screaming Eagles to basically start this half. 15 minutes remain. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to 98Q Country. Steve Jellin bringing you the game tonight. To the Swamming and Screaming Eagles hosting the Philip Loggers. Eagles lead 44-34 with 15 minutes left in the second half. Eagles ball. Full court press. Well, that was a light press. I'd say it was like a pseudo press. The Eagles beat it nonetheless. Pachalski's able to drive to the hoop, get an open shot for three into the corner. It's a miss. Good rebound by number 23, who's now carrying the ball up the court. Looking for point guard. Decides to take it himself. 1-2, goes for the layup, draws the foul. Two free throws. 23? Mystery man number 23. Wish I knew his name. It's not on the roster I have here. I'm hoping it's Denizine, and that's the, you know, a typo. I just don't know. But has a chance for two free throws. And the score just went up by one for the Loggers, who've now made this lead back into single digits. 44-35 now. Trail by nine. Next free throw is up, and it's in. 44-36. Nice free throws. Seabury has been subbed in, and Pokey was summoned to sit and take a break on the bench. All right. Heckendorf carrying the ball up. Gets the ball over to Petzl, then comes through to Michalski at the top of the key. Heckendorf looking to drive. Spin move. How did he make that? While he was spinning, he threw it like on his chest upwards. How do I even describe that layup? Either way, it's in. All right. Number four for a nice rainbow shot there on the I don't even. That was a great little layup by J.J. Heckenden for another two-pointer. Scores 46-38, back to an eight-point deficit. Eagles still in the lead. Purdy's got the ball. Spin move off. 1-2. Goes for the shot. They're going to call foul. Who are they calling it on? Who are they calling it on? They're calling an offensive charge. You know what? I think that's the right call. I'm like replaying it in my head. Yeah, I agree. 100%. All right. Purdy thought he would get the shooting foul, but he ran over the defender. The defender did a good job keeping his feet planted and taking the hit. The Loggers got the ball. Passing inside of 23. Gets it. Shoots. Makes it. It's now 46-40. Loggers coming back. Purdy's got the ball. Passes it over to Seabury in the corner. Good defense by Lowry. Gets it to Michalski at the top of the key. Then over to 14. Interception missed. And then, would you look at that, Petzl gets an open look and an open shot on a nice 8-foot jumper drains it, 48-40. Häkkinen with the ball. Passes over off the screen. A handoff. Häkkinen on a contested three. He drains it. What a shot. He wasn't even open, but it didn't matter. 45-43. Five-point deficit. Loggers are coming back. Eagles. Oh, Loggers just stole it from Michalski. JJ's got it. He drives, goes for the layup. He misses. And they're going to call an offensive charge. And that'll put it back in Eagles' ball. Either way, the Eagles got the defensive rebound on the missed layup. So that is, you know, wow, very important if you're an Eagles fan. I'll tell you that much. As you, the Loggers, are coming back in this game, the Eagles need to start to score some points themselves. All right, Heckendorf's got it. Nice little handoff pass to Purdy. 2 points. Finally making his presence known in the second half. He's up to 24 on the game. 50-43. Both teams are now firing an offense. I don't even think they're playing bad defense. They just score. Oh, reach in. That's a foul. Wait. Let's see. Well, I'm just waiting for the ref to call. The foul is on Cooper Michalski. Looks like a swipe. And so the Loggers are bummed because the pass after that was a drained three, but, you know, no one was playing defense on him because the whistle blew. All right, Loggers retain possession. Häkkinen's got the ball at the top of the key. He just dribbles up, walks up, takes the three, but it misses. It's just a tad short. Heckendorf's got the ball, drives it forward. Gets over to Cooper Michalski. 1-2 step into contested area. Doesn't make it. Good defense. Loggers now have the ball, moving it back down the court. Score is still 50-43 with the Eagles in the lead. Number 12, Josh Edwards. Rookie goes for the, freshman. The freshman goes for the drive, misses the layup. Michalski with the rebound. Eagles now have the ball. Cooper gets the pass over to Heckendorf for a open three shot in the corner. Misses. Purdy goes for a rebound, gets fouled, so the Eagles are going to retain possession. All right. Let's get some crowd noise in here. I just realized the mic's been off for the crowd. It's a real bummer because they've been electric. Pass in. Nice layup by number 2, Jared Heckendorf, who has scored 6 in the second half, making his presence known. Ooh, nice space created by Lowry. Josh Edwards shoots the three, misses the three, and there's going to be a jump ball, and they're going to say it's in possession of the Loggers. Great job by number 4, Lane Abraham, for not giving up on that. That looked like a pretty clear, cut-and-dry defensive rebound, but Lane got in and fought for it. They called a jump ball. It's going to be possession of the Loggers. Good effort. Love to see it. Loggers down by 9, but they're not out of this game yet. There's still 11 minutes left in the second half. Plenty can happen. Lowry gets the ball over to Josh Edwards for another pull-up three, and he drives this one! Man, this freshman has no fear. It is now 52-46. Eagles still with the lead. Heckendorf drives to the hoop, runs into a guy, misses. Michalski gets the rebound. He misses. And it's going to be a jump ball. What are they saying? Jump ball. And they're going to say who possesses. Eagles retain possession. Man. This gym is getting crazy. All right. Number, Colin Kleinschmidt just got subbed in for Lowry there. And with that, the refs are getting ready to start up the game. 52-46 with 10 minutes and 50 seconds left in the second half. Michalski with the ball. Pass inside. And they're going to call foul on the Loggers, 100%, smacked his hand before he got to the pass received. Both teams are playing so aggressive, and I love it. And honestly, the refs are not calling a lot, to be honest. All right, pass underneath. He's getting absolutely dogged. They're going to call another foul. What are they saying? It was a grab on the arm. I don't know by who, though. I didn't see it. Either way, Eagles retain possession. This is huge for the Eagles, though. That was three fouls in a row. There was only one foul they had committed up to this point. Now they're at four. It's a steal on the inbound pass by Lane Abraham. And Heckendorf tried to do the same back, and he ended up fouling him. So now that's five fouls for the Eagles, who may need to pull off the gas here because that's five team fouls now. They only got one more before we start seeing some free throws, and there's a minute 30 left in the second half. If you're at a deficit, the best thing you can have is team fouls in your possession. Long pass, and it's all in those teams' possession. Open shot in the lane. Missed. Out of bounds as it bounced off the top of the backboard and all the metal contraptions up there. Eagles ball. Man, Abraham probably wishes he had that shot back. He was wide open. All righty. Getting ready to start back up. Eagles pass in. Full court press. It's kind of a soft press. They gave up on it. All righty. Purdy back with the ball. Needs to get over the half. There we go. Gets it to Michalski. Who then hands off to Heckendorf. Gets it to Purdy. And the Loggers are not giving an inch at all. They're literally 10 feet from the three-point line, and they're facing man defense like it's a full-court press. Heckendorf tries to drive to the hoop, misses the dribble, bounces off his leg, goes out of bounds, Loggers ball. 9 minutes and 55 seconds remain in the game. Eagles retain their six-point lead, 52-46. After an offensive parade by both teams for the last 5 minutes, there's been a drought. A point, and Edwards shoots the three, misses. Offensive rebound made by number five, who Colin Kleinschmidt makes the layup off the offensive rebound. The score is now within four, 52-48. Eagles still in the lead, but not by much. Michalski's got the ball. Loggers playing real good defense. Every inch the Eagles try to get, they have to earn. Michalski tries to pass inside. The freshman intercepts it. Josh Edwards. He might be my favorite player tonight. No fear. 9 minutes now in the game. Loggers got the ball. They're trailing by four. Let's see what they do. Abraham looking to fish inside. They're going to call jump ball. And wait. Refs are saying, it's timeout. Yeah, they called timeout. Okay. All right. There's 9 minutes left in the game, 52-48, Screaming Eagles in the lead. We're going to take a 30-second commercial break here in 98.2 Country. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. It's the season of giving, and Medford Motors has some thoughtful deals. Right now, get 15% off of all Ford accessories. You can choose to have us pick up and deliver your vehicle, or for a limited time, have our mobile service install your new accessories in your driveway or at your work for no extra charge. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to order and schedule.
Welcome back to Boys Varsity Basketball. Screaming Eagles hosting the Swamigan, the Eagles are hosting the Loggers. Scores 52-48. Eagles in the lead, but the Loggers have the ball. They shoot the three, and he sweeps it. Oh, and he's getting cocky. I love it. He throws his hands up like, what is that? The score is now within one. Immediately, the Eagles call a timeout, and the Loggers seem to have all the momentum, even though they are only down by one. Man, I'm not going back to commercial. I got to talk about that. They called a timeout, the Loggers, to drop a play. That play got Lane Abraham wide open for the three, okay? And he drains it. Scores 52-51. Eagles still have the lead, but I knew this game wasn't over. There's just the way they were playing. That that's why at the halftime show, that's what I said. I was like, their game plan isn't wrong. Like, they don't really need to change it. They just got to shoot better. And that's what they've done. They've come out here. They've executed the same game plan with better shooting, and now they're right back in this game. They've kept Marcus Purdy out of this, who's only scored 22 points in the first half, only two in the second half. And so locking him down has been a huge key to their success. All right, Eagles got the ball, beating the full press, trying to get past the half court. They just did. Kuchelski's got the ball, tries to drive, can't make it. Carries it back to the three-point line. And now Kessel's got the ball, gets it over. Hoagie's got it. Back to Kuchelski. Still having a tough time getting past the three-point line. You tell the Eagles really want to drive to the hoop, but they just haven't been able to. Kuchelski driving to the hoop, and as soon as it's like the second he finally got the angle, Kuchelski drives to the hoop and makes it 54-51. That was very important point for the Eagles, who had lost momentum, and so pushing this back into a three-point lead is going to be big going forward. Abraham able to beat the double team, gets the ball underneath to number 23, who makes the layup. Nice job. There we go. Score is now stays within one, 54-53, Eagles leading. With 7 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game. Here we go. Kuchelski's got it. Gets it over to number five, Fahoki. Then back to Marcus Purdy. Then over to Heckendorf. Kuchelski in the corner. Still looking to get by that three-point line. Underneath pass. Then over to the corner, then back for Purdy for three! And that looks good, because it is! And it's Drain finally getting him the ball, 57-53, and the Eagles mascot goes sprinting up the court. All right, Longers with the ball. Great pass underneath, but he misses the layup attempt. Purdy gets the rebound, gets smacked out of his hand. Not a foul, just a steal attempt, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay in Eagles' possession. All righty. Of course, this is a game I forget to bring a water with me. Oh, we have a... 1 second, we have a timeout. Oh, the players are asking the ref to towel off a portion of the court there. Smart. You absolutely take a break for that. You know, I don't want nobody to be like, oh, that's them trying to get a timeout. No. The last thing you want is for some kid to absolutely roll his ankle, get a high ankle sprain because there's too much sweat underneath the hoop. So if you need a minute to dry off, the ref did a good job finishing up. So there we go. Play will resume here in about 5 to 10 seconds as the players are coming back out on the court. The refs have blown the whistle, and now the Eagles have passed the ball in. Purdy's got it. Trying to get past half court, does, and it is just one-on-one, man, mano-a-mano, man defense. Loggers completely confident in their ability to play man. I love man defense. I'm not a big fan of zone, to be honest. All right, Eagles lead 57-53. Heckendorf with the ball, tries to drive the hoop, gets the ball stolen by Lane Abraham, who's had an excellent second half. Heckendorf's got the ball, shoots for three, and it's three! He made that! Two people ran into him, sandwiched in midair, and he draws the foul after making the three-pointer. Wow! Four-point opportunity to tie the game! 57-56. Eagles with the lead, but here's the free throw. And, oh, it misses, but Lane Abraham gets the rebound. Can they take the lead? It's blocked. It doesn't go in. It keeps going. They're going to say Longest balls went out of bounds. Oh, my gosh. This game is just on a needle. All right, Seabury is subbing in for Mason Pahoki. Wow, that free throw missed, and Lane couldn't finish that.
Oh, the pass goes wild. Yeah. Hankinen is able to outrun it. Travel.
Wow. So Hankinen made up about 15 feet of distance on Antonio Petzl chasing that ball down. The problem was when he got the ball, he had to stop before going out of bounds. and he kind of did a stutter step and got called for a travel. 57-56 Eagles, but they have the ball now, and they're passing the ball in underneath the hoop. All right. Purdy's got it in the corner. To Michalski at the top of the key. All right, Michalski's holding back. Looking for a spot. Gets it to Seabury. Now Pets has got it. Good defense. They're not letting him pass the three-point line. Michalski can't get by it. Gets it to Heckendorf. Gets to Purdy. Gets to Michalski, who's driving in the hoop. Has an open lane. Goes for a layup. Can't get it. Edwards with the defensive layup. And now they're all falling. Everyone's on the ground. But some of the Eagles got the ball. 14 goes for the layup. And it was a second chance point for Kamu Michalski. And they keep it alive. Timeout by the good timeout by the coach for the Eagles. Wow. I tried my best to convey to you what happened. When I said everyone was on the ground, there was six players on the ground all over the court, and the ball was rolling around like it was a hockey puck. Some of the Eagles got it. We're going to take a commercial break for 1 minute. When we come back, we'll have the rest of this half. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to 98Q Country for a banger of a game. Swamik and Screaming Eagles are hosting the Phillips Loggers here in Park Falls. The score is 57-56. Eagles with the lead with 5 minutes and 39 seconds left in the game. So we got plenty of time, but 5 minutes goes by quick. Pass inside to Michalski, who has the ball in the corner. Now back to Marcus Purdy at the top. It's the dribble. Tough defense by the Loggers all night. They haven't given an inch. And they almost have to steal, but Heckendorf is able to hold on to the ball. Looking to get inside. Can't do it. Purdy, it's intercepted! The ball is going to be in Lane Abraham's hand. He goes for the drive, goes for the layup, and it's on an underhand, working smooth, and the Loggers now, I believe, 58-57. All right, Eagles now with the deficit. They've played with the lead the whole game. Can they figure out how to dig themselves back into the lead? Seabury's got the ball in the corner. Back to Michalski, who's further in the corner. Now back to Petzl, then to Heckendorf. Inside of Michalski, one dribble, turn, jump shot, off the back of the rim. It's a miss. Rebound made by J.J. Heckenin, who now has the ball. Loggers, same way. You've been playing with a deficit. Can you play with a lead? Here we go. Lane Abraham with the ball. Set an incredible second half. It's just been a defensive juggernaut. All right. Hacking in with the ball. Gets the ball over to Josh Edwards, who drives to the hoop for a layup, and he misses. Or, sorry, makes it. The block was missed. That's what I meant to say. The score is now 60-57 with the Loggers in the lead. Nice layup there. Another timeout called. 4 minutes and 22 seconds left in the game. Okay, I'm not going to commercial. I'm going to take a second to talk here. Eagles, man, they've gotten outscored pretty heavily in this second half as they had a 10-point lead, and now they trail by three. 4 minutes and 22 seconds. Don't have to get desperate, right? You have six fouls, which hurts because now not only are you the team with the majority of the fouls, 6-4, you are in a deficit. The last thing you want to do is give them a chance to start making free throws with a lead. All right, it's Eagles ball. Full court press coming in for the Loggers. Okay, every time I think it's going to be a full court press, they're just basically what the coach said for the Loggers is you're playing man defense everywhere on the court. It just don't let them get comfortable. I'm loving it.
A nice drive to the hoop, and he throws the foul. No, man, Jared Hagendorf, who is going to have one heck of a second half. My goodness, 2, 4, 6, 8 points now in the second half, and he drew the foul, so he has a chance to tie it. 59-60 with a plus one attempt. Here we go.
I want this game to be tied. I want this to be tied all the way down to the last second. Free throws missed. All right. Hacking in with the ball. Kleinschmidt got the rebound. Okay. Loggers. Elaine Abraham. Surveying the court. Gets by his guy. Drives to the hoop. Goes for layup. Draws the foul on the shot. He's going to be shooting 2 points. Uh-oh, that's 7 fouls now. They're in team, but like that was a shooting foul. So like every foul down past this will result in free throws. The Loggers are at 5 fouls, so they got only one more and their good graces before the Eagles will have the same thing. All right, Lane Abraham. He's been a stud in the second half. Let's see if he can continue it. All right. Marcus Purdy getting a little bit of a breather. As Norton Rodriguez has come in. All righty. Here comes the free throw. It's up, and it's going to be short. No! Good backspin. He's able to push itself in. It went in. They now lead by 2. Loggers do. Second free throw. Here comes. It's up, and it's a wish. They now lead by 3, 62-59. Eagles with the ball. Purdy carrying it up the court. Has to beat the press. He does. Now they're just looking. Eagles might want to potentially look at some screens. Puchalski draws a foul, which is huge, as they are now at 6 fouls. And so every foul after this will now be in team bonus as well. So this will be the last passing that we'll see for the Eagles. 3 minutes and 35 seconds. Both teams got to play clean basketball. It's one of those things you have to weigh aggressiveness with clean basketball, because if you foul, you're going to be potentially putting points in. Rodriguez got it. Gets it back to Hackendorf. Then over to Michalski in the corner. Purdy's back in. Hagendorf goes for the drive, can't do it. Open 3! Does he drain it? No, he doesn't! But Purdy is able to get the free opportunity to lay up, can't do it. He's knocked out of bounds. Loggers ball. Ooh, Eagles, you're going to want that one back. You had not only a wide open 3, but you got a clean rebound for a 2-point shot, and you missed it. And now it's Loggers ball. Full court defense. They're trying to break it, can't do it. Pass underneath, it's going to be a shooting foul by Norton Rodriguez. 100% came in too hot, too aggressive, and that's going to be 2-point opportunity for number 5, Colin Kleinschmidt. Loggers are showing you why they're 3-1. They are playing with cool heads. Okay. First free throw is, it didn't drop. Didn't drop. The score stays within 3 with 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Second free throw. Kleinschmidt. It's up, and it's in. Nice shooting. All right. We're calling timeout. All right. We're going to go to commercial here on 98Q Country. When we come back, we'll finish off this game. There's 3 minutes left. 3-point deficit. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. You may not want to hear this, but winter and the cold weather are coming up fast. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter with our mobile service. As long as you are within 120 miles of our dealership, for a limited time, we can come right to you for no extra charge, offering full service oil changes, tire rotations, free battery tests, and more. On all makes and models, we'll be certain your vehicle is ready to brave the elements. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to schedule.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back here on 98Q Country. Stephen Jelen ready to bring you the end of this game. The Schwamigan Screaming Eagles are hosting the Philip Loggers here in Park Falls. There's 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game, and boho, is this a close one. Loggers lead 63-59 as we head into the home stretch. Eagles have possession of the ball. Pass into Marcus Purdy and back to Heckendorf as they are now carrying it up the court. All righty. Loggers have just played incredible man defense. Heckendorf gets the ball open over to Norson Rodriguez in the corner, looking to pass in. Gets it to Cooper Michalski. Pass inside. Number two, Heckendorf tries to go for a layup, draws the foul, and that's going to be a free throws for Jared Heckendorf, who's had one good half. Let's see if he drains these two free throws. That will bring him up to 10 points in the second half. These free throws are huge. 2 minutes and 46 seconds. You got to keep this game within one shot. I feel like if you can't at least make one, this game will slip away because the Loggers are playing real good on the other side of the court as well. First free throw is in. Nice shot. Brings his total to 11 points in the game. Can he make the next one? Getting set. It's up. And it's in after touching the rim way too many times. It drops 61-63. Game is back within two. Loggers the lead. Full court press. Moving the ball quickly. Loggers are able to get to the other side of the court. But the Eagles are now responding in kind to the man-on-man defense. This is my favorite game of the year so far. All right. Inside. Offensive rebound made. Cooper Michalski was able to somehow get the rebound off of the second chance. Chelsea's carrying up the court. Mismatch on the defense. Gets right open three in the corner. It's off the rim. It's going to be called. Who's it off? Wait for the ref. They're going to say free throws. But who's the foul on? They're saying foul on Eagles. So that'll be two free throws for number 23. All right. Man. Game 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Basketball don't start till the 2 minute mark, let me tell you. First free throw, so wish by number 23. He's done an excellent second half as well, as he's put away 5-7 points in the second half. He's total 11 as well, and the second free throw is a miss. Michalski with the rebound. Game stays within three. Purdy's got the ball. Purdy's got to figure out how to get back in this game. Michalski, timeout called by the Screaming Eagles. We're going to quick commercial break before the 2 minute mark. Only 30 seconds when we come back. We'll have the rest of this game. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back to tonight's game, which has been amazing. It is 64-61, Philip Loggers leads over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles here in Park Falls. There's still 15 seconds left of this timeout, and I promise, I'm making it across my heart, no more commercial breaks until the end of this game, all right? I'm staying locked in, all right? I made my quota, so we're good. We're going in. 2-1, and timeout finished. Refs will give them the whistle to get back out on the court. Eagles down by three. Let's see if they can finish it. Eagles do have possession of the ball. So Purdy will be passing the ball in underneath the hoop. Let's see if Cooper Michalski can get the ball. He does. And it's going to be off his leg, but he keeps it alive. Wow, that was lucky. Purdy's got it in the corner. Back to Heckendorf. Drives in, hands off to Purdy. Gets it over to Michalski at the top of the key. That's going to be a travel. Cooper knew it, too. He tried to jump past it, and he landed too quickly. Wow, big break for the Loggers. This is it. With a minute 51 left, Loggers need to start getting some separation in this game. They haven't been able to do it yet. All right, full court press. Gets it to Josh Edwards, carrying the ball to court. Gets it over to Lane Abraham. 1-2 step, layup, and in. They now lead by 5. Lane Abraham showing you he's a powerhouse, and he will not be denied. Minute 30 left in the game. Michalski's got the ball. Gets it over to Antonio Petzl, and back to Marcus Purdy. Falling in, Heckendorf, then to Michalski. Able to do a nice move, go for a layup, and it's in! Nice job! The big man on the Eagles side of the court says, I can do it too, back within three, 63-66. They don't need a foul yet, minute 10 left. J.J. Heckenden's got the ball. Holding it, minute 5. Lane Abraham, got a good matchup versus Heckendorf. Passes it over to Heikkinen, who's got the ball now at the top of the key. Drives by his guy. Met with the defense. Lane Abraham had a chance at three, decided not to take it. I think he thought the defender was close, and that's a reach-in foul. Ooh. So basically, the foul happened. The Eagles are a very disciplined team in a great way. The coach was watching, and then I literally heard the coach yell, foul, and then the player immediately did the foul. 49.8 seconds left in this game. Heckenden with the first free throw, and it's in. 4-point lead. All right. Four-point lead for the Loggers. Can they make it 5? Free throw up, and it is in. What shooting by the point guard for the Loggers. 45 seconds. Eagles have got to score and get the ball back. 1-2 step. Can't. It's a block officially. Purdy's got the ball. They're going to say jump, and they're going to call it in Eagles' favor. 37 seconds remain on this clock. All right. They got to score. This one, it doesn't matter if it's 2 or 3. They just got to score. You prefer a 3, but obviously it's if it's set up. Underneath to Petzl. Gets it over to Heckendorf, who drives in, gets it to Michalski. 1-2 step back. Norson Rodriguez for 3. Can he be? Oh, he misses it. No. It's off the rim. It was such a good look. I mean, it was contested, but it was a good look. Norson knows it. He had his opportunity. The Eagles had to foul. Great defensive rebound by the Loggers. The Loggers' defense is just made. I know they've given up 63, right? But, like, it's just been a slog for the Eagles to try every point. Nothing's free, and I'm loving to seeing that effort. All right, number 12, Josh Edwards, freshman, with the free throws. He's already made 2. Can he make more? He does. Nice shot. They now lead by six with 25 seconds left. This next shot is the dagger. This will immediately move it into a three-shot possession. Six-point lead. Can it become seven? It does not. Eagles got the ball. Stays within six. Marcus Purdy going up. Norson Rodriguez was setting the screen, and Lane Abraham rolled him over, and that's going to be a foul. Whoa, they're calling the foul on, I'll be honest, then I missed what happened. They're calling the foul on Norson Rodriguez. Wait. So I don't know who the ball is. The Eagles called timeout. I'm just waiting. I don't know. I'll have to wait. I'm sorry. They called a timeout, so I didn't even see which side of the court they started to go on. Basically, here's what I'll tell you what happened, what I saw in the corner of my eye while I was watching the ball, is that it looked like Norson Rodriguez set a screen to beat the press so Purdy could get by. And effectively, that would take Lane Abraham out of the play, right? And give a good matchup because Lane Abraham's right now their best defender. I mean, he's 6'3", right? Now, I don't know if Lane fouled him or if Norson didn't actually set himself on the screen or if he just ran in to Lane Abraham. I wasn't watching those two directly. I saw in the corner of my eye. And Norson was the one that landed on the ground. So I will – that's what I saw. Now I will let you know what the refs called as soon as the play resumes. 5 seconds left on the timeout. Six, if you're just joining us, there's 21.8 seconds left in this game. The Screaming Eagles are in a deficit of 6 points, 63-69. Still possible because it's two shots. All right, who's got the ball? It is going to be, it is a foul on Norson Rodriguez. That's what they're calling. So, here we go. It's a pass in for the loggers, and they got to foul whoever they log in. Going to call a good coaching by the Phillip Loggers. They were about to call a violation because Loggers hadn't passed the ball in time, but the coach called a timeout on the Phillip Loggers side before that violation came in. That is great heads up coaching for the Loggers, and her name is Amy Ring. Great, great job. Hey, I'm going to call like I see it. That was a big play. Now, that is a one-minute timeout to get to cool their heads. 21, almost 22 seconds remains in this game. It's a six-point deficit. Loggers in the lead. You know, so just so you're aware, the game is still possible for the Eagles. 2 3-pointers. It can happen. Is it likely? No, because what's going to happen is a foul will happen. And the Loggers will have two shots at a free throw. They need to miss them both if you're an Eagles fan. If the Loggers make one, the game is almost certainly out of reach, just by pure, just how it all maths out. If they miss both, you got to pass the ball down the court quickly, shoot a three, and make it. Right? So it's like, that's a lot. Then that's just to cut it to three, right? And so here we go. Here comes the pass in. Loggers with the complete momentum and everything on their side. Can they finish this game off? Pass in, gets it to Lane. Michalski fouls, and here we go. Heading to the line, Lane Abraham, and that's exactly who you want at the line because he has had an incredible second half. All right. 2-4-6. Eight. He's at 11 in the second half. He had 6 in the first half, so he's at 17, and this is the potential to push him to 19 points for the game. All right, here we go. Does he make these free throws? Ball up, ball in, and wow, and there we go. Lane Abraham pushes the score to 7 points. And now with that, good coaching. The coach has pulled all of her players to the other end of the court. Forget offensive rebound. Here it is. Free throw is in. Now it's an 8-point. What clutch shooting by Lane Abraham. Ball on the court. Thorson's got it. Gets it. 14. Shoots up. It looks good. Oh, but it just barely goes over. It's going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be Loggers' ball. 13.2 seconds left. And we have an 8-point deficit. Pass in. Almost intercepted. Loggers' ball as the ball went off the hand and out of bounds. 12.4 seconds remain. All right. Ball in. Number 23 gets the ball. 11.1 seconds now. He gets fouled. And now he's going to go to the line and try to push this to a 10-point deficit. 10 points is huge. Because then the game's over. You can't come up with four offensive possessions in 11 seconds. Nice free throw make. Number 23 is at a really big half. 2, 4, 6, 8. He's at 8 points so far. Can he make his ninth? Nice. He does ninth, and that brings him to 13 for the second half. All right, they lead by 10. 3-point shot by Marcus Purdy. It's a miss. Oh, sorry, by Heckendorf. And then Purdy gets it, makes the 2-pointer, brings it to 65-73. And with that, wow, what a second-half rally by the Philip Loggers, who were down by 10 and ended up winning by 8. Great job as an 18-point swing. The second-half leads of the Loggers, pushing their record to 4-1, and the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles to 2-4. Once again, if you're just joining us, oh, what a bummer. You missed an incredible game. The Philip Loggers came into town. The Eagles were unable.